Hey everybody, Jake here, coming at you with the Frankencast for the first half of Time Force. We have so many outtakes and bloopers and tangents and whatnot that got cut, and it's frankly taking up a lot of space on my computer, so I decided to make one now. So if you're a patron, you're hearing this in early March. If you are not a patron, then this is going up in the feed in, I don't know, like July? August, whenever, I don't know, whenever it is now. You're hearing it now when it goes up in the feed after Time Force is over. But patrons are getting this super early because I need that space back, like, right now. So please enjoy us talking about just so many things. Don't even remember, like, half of it. I know one time we talked about Becky Lynch. That's probably going to be towards the end. But real quick, because this is going up in the main feed later, heyjakeandjosh.com/morphingrid. That's where the archive is. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on all your favorite podcatchers. I'm not gonna do any fruit jokes because I gotta save them, because there's not a lot of fruits, so I gotta save them for the actual show. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, where you can hear things like this early and episodes early, Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills review episodes, whole bunch of cool stuff, including again things like this. So if you like this, maybe consider hopping over there. Anyway, here's a bunch of stuff that we talked about with little to no connective tissue. Please enjoy.
Hey, did you see that David Arquette was in a death match?
Yeah. Marco Stunt broke his leg at that same show.
That's crazy. I did hear that he broke his leg. I did not know that it was on a show with David Arquette.
It was Joey Janela's LA Confidential. Joey Janela is, like, known for booking these wild, like, really weird... Like, he booked Glacier, and he booked Earl Hebner for a, like, quote, just a run-in, we can't pay him to ref a full match.
They don't have that Hebner money.
No.
Just give him a couple shirts to fucking boot out of the back.
But yeah, so apparently David Arquette was in a match with Nick Gage and got kind of fucked up, because it was a death match, dog.
Yeah,
I
saw a couple gifts, and man, he just took a whole light tube to the top of his head.
Yeah, not a good time.
And then he did like a diamond cutter through a bunch of light tubes.
Yeah, that looked nasty.
But he hit the chair.
It was just him on that chair, yeah. Oof. Yeah, Marco Stunt did a, I think Eli Everfly did a Canadian Destroyer to Marco off the stage. And somehow that ended up with him breaking his leg. Ugh. Marco breaking his leg. So, I mean, he's got little bones. So
they're
like,
so tiny.
They're little bird bones. I'm amazed it didn't happen earlier.
Or they're very dense. And that's why it took this long.
Maybe. Maybe he's like a regular sized person. They just squished down.
Just squish him down.
They just compacted him down into this tiny little prince. All right, you got the date?
I do. I got the date if you got the time.
I do.
Of course.
I do, in fact. But yeah, Daybreak's dope. It got canceled after like 6 of the 13 episodes, but they'd already filmed all of them. So they put them up on ABC.com. And this is in like 2007. This is like right when ABC was like, we could put things on the internet and you could watch them probably.
Slowly.
You'd have to buffer.
You have
for
to
sure.
Let it buffer for about an hour.
You do
and
gotta
half.
Go, you do gotta go to your aunt's house because she's got the good internet.
Right. She's got that 32 mbops.
Yeah. All... So many mbops. A lot of mbops per second. Hey, do you know that mbop slaps?
What?
Mbop slap. Have you listened to Mbop lately? Recently?
I haven't.
It's a banger.
Okay. Is slaps a new thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's the slap.
It's the bass. It's got that thick bass.
It does. Laid down by one.
Hanson.
I don't actually think any of the Hansons play bass.
I don't
during
think so.
Live performances.
There's a drummer, a guitar,
yeah, well, there's Zach,
a guitarist, and a keyboardist,
yeah,
right?
There's Zach, the drummer, there's Isaac the guitarist, and there's Taylor the keyboardist. Everyone knows this, Josh.
Yes.
Obviously.
Of course.
And then maybe there's some secret Hanson brothers that are like really ugly that they, and they and they can play the bass.
Tim Hansen has to stay backstage and play the bass for nobody.
It's just a big speaker. It just says Tim on it. They're like, no, Tim. There's three Hanson brothers. We already figured out it's the perfect amount.
Mom said he has to be in the band.
Tim doesn't even want to be in the band, but Mom's making him. You're going to play bass, but they don't want me out there. Well, then play bass in the back.
Oh, you come back. I come back, don't we?
You come back, yeah.
I do, don't we?
Yeah. The Morphin Grid.
And we're back. And we just started Time Force. And we're back. I was going to take it again. Let me try again. Because that's not how we do this at all.
Nope.
What was it called?
Force from the future,
part one.
Yep. You know what? Pardon my language. That guy's a butt munch.
That guy munches butts.
That guy munches down on butts.
Why isn't it following the thing?
Because I hit this.
Oh, well. Oh, you want to just look at this audio?
I don't know how to fix it.
Can you click that?
Is it gonna follow? Nope. There it goes. Okay, bye.
Can you click on the playhead? Hey.
The boy.
What a time.
What are we talking about? Power Rangers rules.
I'll get it. Like two more episodes, I'll get it.
They only morph one time.
That's true. I want to do it like the song where they like yell.
Time for! Time Force!
But that would get old.
Power Rangers! That's the song that I just did. All right,
spot on. It's like you're just playing it on a radio.
It's crazy. Let me grab some water. And we're back, and we just watched Force. I'm trying that again because I say we just watched.
We just watched it. We watched it so good.
We watched it very good. We did a great job doing a watch.
There's one episode that Judd Lynn writes alone.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
The Legend of the Clock Tower.
Oh, I think that might be my least favorite episode of the season.
So maybe Jackie Marshall.
He needs that Jackie heat.
Maybe. We were a little too harsh on her in the past.
I think maybe. Are you coming or going?
That's multiple trains, right? Like,
it's gotta be.
Just like screaming at each other.
Just get on the track. I can't. There's only the one. I guess coming to answer my question. Gonna want to get his hand on this ball.
There's a couple of names I don't recognize, but that just could be. That could just be a me thing.
Oh, you don't have all the Power Rangers directors of all time memorized like I do?
Find this one again. Makoto Yokoyama, have we done that one?
Yeah.
Yoshi Hosoya?
That's new.
That's new, okay.
Yokoyama co-directed Extreme Heist, Josh. How could you forget?
Oh, that's right.
And he directed a couple episodes of Lightspeed, I think.
How could I forget that? Oh, man. Not beans. Apparently, there's a Resident Evil reboot in the works. Reported by Variety, so I don't know what that means.
Like, movie?
Resident Evil film reboot is in the works.
Already?
Variety reports.
Already? It better be about spooky houses. It's all I want.
Nah, it's going to be some weird, like, hyper sci-fi shit.
I mean, it can't be less Resident Evil than the first Resident Evil movie was, which was about 4% Resident Evil. There was a house.
Had the dogs in
there
it,
were the
right?
dogs. There was the Umbrella Corp. That's it. They didn't even stay in the house. They immediately left the house and went underground, and it was in Raccoon City.
Right.
Which gets nuked at the end of the second movie. It also gets
that wasn't the end of the first movie?
No. At the end of the first movie, she's captured, and then she gets out, and then she, like, gets out of the facility, and then it is, like, abandoned. Like, it's...
Oh, it's only abandoned. Yeah. I was imagining, like, wreckage when she came out.
Yeah, and then all of the second movie is them trying to get out of Raccoon City because they've, like, walled it off, and then at the very end, they nuke it, and then from there, it gets f***ing wild. Number three takes place in the post-apocalypse. Because it all dried up. Too many zombies. Everything got too dry. No one was watering their lawn anymore. And the whole planet dried up. Because of zombies. I don't know why they were like, what if post-apocalypse? I know why.
Because it was hot.
It was hot then. It was 2005, 2006? 2006, 2007, somewhere around there. The fourth one takes place mostly on a boat. Well, no. Takes mostly in a building.
Oh, yes. Resident Evil 4, Cruise Control.
It was Resident Evil 4, Die Hard 6, Cruise Control. Because it took place mostly in a building, and then they went to a boat. And then it ended there, and I gotta watch the fifth and the sixth ones still. So, but I love those movies. Even though that first one is nothing like Resident Evil the games. Then the second one, literal Nemesis, is like, what up, guys? I'm Nemesis. Stars. Remember my line? I've said this. I think it's the same recording as the game. Because they remember they had the IP for Resident Evil. Anyway, whenever you're ready. Okay. What is the plot of Seven Blades? It's based on a 1990 film, Zipang.
It's seven Power Rangers searching for the same seven blades.
Stop.
Okay.
So Kaizo Hayashi directed the video game Seven Blades, right?
What does, and I mean this out of ignorance, not out of like, what do you even do? What does a video game director do? Because it's not like you have to tell people.
I'm assuming it is like you make sure the video game is like the vision that you want it to be and plays right and like all the story parts are there. I imagine you just, like, collect all the pieces, because I have no idea. Do you want to know who directed the movie Zipang that the game is based on?
Yes.
Kaizo Hayashi.
Well, then it's a good thing he directed the video game.
Yeah. 10 years after his hit film Zipang, which I cannot click on, unfortunately, came out, he's like, I gotta make this a video game. Who's got swords? I know there's seven blades. Well, we don't know how many swords. A blade doesn't have to be a sword. Maybe one's an axe. I wouldn't consider an axe a blade. It is an edged weapon. I don't know. I don't know enough about swords and axes. So, cool jams. If I can hear that from here still, like, you've got to be bleeding from the ears in your car, right?
Yeah. There's no way you know what sounds are happening.
It can't
It's just loud in there.
Yeah. So then we cut in. Nope, that cut that, Jake. That doesn't make any sense.
Hey, man, sometimes something just will tickle you. It's just the way it goes.
Oh, my God.
You can't stop. You need to go outside for a minute, do a lap around the complex.
I need to take a walk real quick. Oh. Video home system. Stupid.
VCT. Video cassette tape. It's a videotape. That's a word, right? Videotape.
Yeah, videotape.
Just call it a videotape.
This is a videotape. goes to my videotape player, my VTP.
VTP.
Seems pretty simple to me.
VTO. TCB. What? VTO is bad. I don't know what that stands for. Oh, Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Sure.
If they did Taking Care of Business, it's TCB.
Okay.
That's a Simpsons joke. Because then Homer says, that's how we talked in the 70s. We didn't have a moment to spare.
That imprinted on you pretty hard, huh?
I guess. I don't think I could tell you a single other Simpsons joke. Other than Bart strangles his child on a regular basis.
You mean Homer?
Yep, Bart is the child.
Bart is the strangulated child. I sing the theme song to Stretch Boy and Clobber Girl all the time from that one Halloween episode that I vividly that remember watching on New Year's Eve for some reason. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Season 9.
That's the one.
Look, Wikipedia, you're great. I'm not giving you 275. Just get out of here.
The worst part is I know that if I give it 275, it's still going to keep asking me for 275.
If everyone reading this gave us $2.75, then we would have $2.75 from everybody.
Yeah, everybody reading my tweets gave me that money, I'd have a Merry Christmas.
Who gets that money? Because Wikipedia is just filled out by people, right?
It's well, there's like hosting and all that,
I guess.
Because it's a very big website. And then there's also like moderators, and they have like teams of fact checkers, and there's a whole bunch of stuff like that. Mostly, I imagine it's hosting fees.
Right.
And whoever's in charge of Wikipedia, the organization.
All I could think was, let's rock it.
I thought you were like, ski, 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 ski. Shooting.
Oh. So I said Keats in the Chamber, and then I was like,
I feel like we're fine. I feel like Keats is nothing.
Did you hear about Mean Gene?
I did.
Sad day.
Yep. First thing I did was go look up the video for We're Live, Pal. That was JR.
Was it?
That was not Mean Gene.
Damn.
In my mind, it's Mean Gene.
That's a Mandela effect, yeah. I think.
Yeah, because I was going to tweet about how We're Live, Pal is, like, the most indelible, like thing that any interviewer has ever said. And then, nope, that was Jim Ross. Not Gene Okerlund at all. It was still Sid, at least, so that's good.
Yeah, oh, good. It's not Paul White.
Yeah. Then I just watched a couple of Mean Gene outtakes of him swearing and stuff.
I watched a couple of his with Macho Man, and yeah. I just don't know how he could hold it together Macho Man is putting a cup of creamer on the top of his head and like flexing at him.
The only time I watched, of all the things I watched today, the only time he like broke down laughing was when Paul Orndorff was talking, and it was just even more garbage nonsense than Macho Man. And he just like does this. He looks like he's scratching his face, but he's just like his shoulders are bouncing like he's laughing. And then he comes back up. He's like, all right, okay, let's go move on. Ooh, just in time. Oh, my abs.
Yeah, also, I didn't watch it, but there's apparently one of him and Hulk Hogan where Hogan cannot remember Saddam Hussein's name.
I think that's the one with Miss Elizabeth.
Maybe.
I started watching that one, and I just, like, I can't deal with Hogan. So there was also one that I watched. It was just a compilation of Ric Flair going, mean, woo, by God, Gene, we are in City State. <Yeah. laughs> And he did it like a dozen times. It was great. Then I just also watched one where the New Blood from WCW in 2001, right before it died, there's a stable of like young kids, like Mark Jindrak, Sean O'Hare, Chuck Palumbo, Sean Stasiak, Mike Sanders, the only one that did not make the jump over. And they were like hassling Mean Gene, and he was like giving it to him.
Really?
He was like, "You little pissant. I'm gonna he called one of them a prick. Like, and then Palumbo was like, "Hey, you don't talk to us like that." He's like, "I know people can break your knees, Palumbo." It was great.
He's a goat. Mean Gene's a goat.
Grace forever.
Okay, now I'm all mixed up. Don't know what to do.
What?
It's what? Okay, so the last one I read was Hard Eyes Emoji by Eminem1803, right? Yeah. The one above that is Annie's Again.
it's by Luke. I don't know if it's...
Okay, it's by Luke.
Luke
Dalla. December 6th, 2018.
That's it.
It is on my phone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seventh from the bottom.
Woof.
Because it was chronological, and they decided that was a bad idea, I guess. And then they sunk all the old ones down.
Lordy, lordy.
But here we are. Ready?
Yes. What's the call? Time Force.
Go Galactic? I don't know.
I almost said Let's Rocket.
Let's Samurai's, guys. That's a different series.
That's Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. And that show is actually pretty good. It's like if Boy Meets World had Power Rangers bits in it.
Nice.
Time Force.
I'm so sorry. You said Let's Rocket, and so I almost said Let's Rocket.
You've killed him, Josh. He has to pay half the rent.
I can't pay half of two rents, so please don't die by my hand.
Yes. Ready?
Yes.
We got it?
I got it. Good luck getting a hold of him.
Yeah.
Dope.
So, anyway, let me pull up my notes. I love this cough.
Do you need a Ricola or something?
No, it's like, it's lungs.
Yeah, like good lung butter?
It's just a lot of lung butter built up, and it sucks. I got two. Okay, this is absolutely getting cut because it's super gross. The second and third day after the doctors, I started taking Mucinex like every 12 hours. Both, or actually it was like three times. I woke up and I was coughing, and it was like that wet, rattly cough.
Oh, yeah.
And I got like a good hunk of phlegm out, and I have next to my bed, a plastic bag where all my tissues go because I also had a terribly runny nose. So I just had that handy. And so I spit in that, and it looked like Nickelodeon gack. And it was like a little solid, and it was like a paintball. It's like I shot out a paintball out of my mouth. It was gross.
That is gross.
I did that three times.
No one deserves to hear about that.
Nope. They will, though.
Frightencast.
Just the patrons. Aren't you lucky? Hey, thanks for giving me your money to hear about my horrible body functions.
I live with him. I hear him for free.
Yeah, you can't avoid him.
Nope. would you like some bacon candy? Would that help?
Sesha left that here. She's like, "It's bad. Try it." I was like, "No, under no circumstances."
Oh, with that glowing review.
Yeah. And so I'm going to throw it away on Wednesday when I take the trash out.
Is it like candied bacon or is it bacon flavored?
I don't even want to open it to find out, honestly.
Fair enough.
It's a little too scary for me.
It's a flu train? That's the powder, right?
Yeah.
Flu powder.
Throw it in. And somehow, diagonally is closer to Nocturne Alley than Diagon Alley. Harry Potter's actually very stupid.
Hey, Harry Potter's bad, actually.
Harry Potter, I love.
The seven books of Harry Potter are pretty fun. They're fun books.
And nothing else that J.K. Rowling has ever said counts. Death of the author. Nothing past the text matters. But also, the text is pretty stupid, too, a lot of the time. Like, in the seventh book, they're like, we gotta get Harry out of here. His 17th birthday is about to hit, and then he won't be protected by the love magic anymore. Instead of, like, how about at, like, 1:30 p.m., we get in a regular car and drive away. They're like, let's wait until the moment the power is gone. We'll wait until after. Like, when he's still 16 and 99 100ths, that's when you leave.
Is that also when they all use the potion to turn into Harry instead of using the potion to turn Harry into somebody else?
We're going to make seven Harrys. No, just f-ing steal a comb from somebody and make him a rando-ass lady.
Drive
away in a car. No one will know.
Wizards will never check a car.
Wizards are so stupid. This is what happens when you don't teach them math.
Oh, who knows? Who needs to know what?
Oh, I got so riled up about Harold Potter. It's not even Harold. His name's just Harry.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's not short for anything. We'll call him Hank. Hank Potter.
Hanky P.
Old Hanky P.
Fort Knox is where we say all the gold is, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's no gold there.
It's empty.
But we can't tell. It would be chaos if we told them.
Yeah, if we told them, then money is just paper.
It's not even that. Mostly, it's just like IOU system. It's just like you go to a place and you work there, and they go, okay, I promise you get some of these numbers. And your bank's like, we got those numbers. Those are your numbers now. And then you go to Walmart and go, I'd like to exchange some of these numbers for a fish.
Crazy.
And they go, here's your fish in exchange for some numbers.
All the economy is you betting that you have the portion of shiny rocks that you say you do.
Yeah.
And that you will trade the thought of them for items.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Book wild.
I can't believe we made it this far.
It seems impossible, doesn't it? And most of it is because we are banking on the fact that no one knows that Fort Knox is empty.
Or there's like one gold bar
there's just
in
one
there.
Left. They're like, we gotta, it's like how I have to keep money in my account or else I get overdraft fees. If Fort Knox doesn't have one bar of gold in there.
So every country has a...
I don't think so.
Has a building with gold in it?
I don't think so. You only hear about the one.
None of this makes any sense.
No, it doesn't, Josh.
Ugh. These imaginary shiny rocks preventing me from owning a home.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
I gotta throw a bunch of them into a well every month because I went to college. It sucks. So I do this cough, right?
Yeah.
And I
you do this cough.
And I keep doing this cough. And it's at the point where I'm pretty sure next time I cough, listen carefully. I think I cough the melody to the Rugrats theme song.
Did you ever try not doing the cough?
I wish I could not do the cough. But I just keep doing the dang cough and I can't help it and it won't stop. That's the cough again, in case you forgot about it, in case you forgot or fell off. That's the cough. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
You seem like a baby.
I am a tiny little baby boy. Just trying my best out here.
Just doing what I can. Living in a baby world. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Okay, you adjusted and I adjusted, so I'm ready.
I adjusted too far.
I think it was me. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Perf. Awesome.
All right, let me just scroll all the way the fuck down.
Yep. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
Is this 390?
91.
There it is. I'm here. I got it.
All right. What is it?
391.13, The Quantum Quest.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right.
That's it. No more.
Okay, that's it. That's all I got. Okay.
Get it out now.
All right.
Well, you're grounded, mister.
Oh, no. I'm going to get grounded. Going to kid jail. I'm going to have to sit in the corner. I mind that very much. That. Is there another one?
No, there's just like a hurricane in your fireplace.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you'll probably be able to hear that throughout the thing.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll figure it out. I'm trying to think of a worst. It's all these noises. Just like a bus just fart. It's like motorcycles.
Going to Walmart.
Sorry. It feels. It feels better.
My throat just feels like I can't get it clear.
That's what I had towards the end of mine, but I was on a lot of Mucinex. I hope you didn't pick up what I was putting down, because this sucked.
I don't think so. It's just like a little, it hasn't been there all day either.
Oh, mine started at
like
the end of the night.
Right now, it's a little phlegmy that's like, nah, dude, I'm here to stay. Well, we got a guest on this podcast.
If you wake up tomorrow and your throat's like real scratchy and your voice is like gone, and then like the next day you have a fever, it's a viral infection. On the upside, I'll skip you a doctor trip. I can tell you how to fix it. Ibuprofen and Mucinex and lots of fluids. Anyway.
Time Force.
That was me.
Put me in there twice. Just let me over myself.
Maybe I will.
Time Force.
I don't know. I panicked. I just had nothing.
I always have like a tiny panic attack every time. Where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do it right.
I think the problem was...
Maybe, what if I get the timing wrong?
I think the problem was I was mid-swing, and I was like, I'm not ready. I didn't warm up, but
that's
I'm already
the secret,
pointing.
Jake. I'm never ready.
Well, you're more used to it than I am. Ready?
Okay.
How funky is your chicken? How loose is your goose? Our goose is totally loose. There's a line between how funky is your chicken and how loose is your goose, and I cannot remember what it is. It's from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, which was bad.
Looked, I never watched it. I've seen the cover, and I was like, that's not what the TV show is.
No, it's like, it's a little there, but it's not. And like a lot of people making it didn't give a shit. Like the directors and Kiefer Sutherland's dad.
Is the movie based on something or is the movie first?
The movie was first.
Okay.
And then...
That's so weird that they made this whole original movie that they didn't care about.
Yeah, and it was like, I want to say like 5 years earlier. I don't, maybe it wasn't that long. I don't know when the movie was made, but like, they were like, yeah, let's make the movie. And then, like, President Snow, what's his name? Donald Sutherland. Like, just phoned it in real bad. There was some good stuff in it, but it's, like, kind of a bad movie. The original script is a lot better. But still, even that's not, like, Buffy yet. I'm going to take a sip of this.
No, I'm also going to. Drink break.
Tea.
Yum.
I started drinking tea like a lot this last week, and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good because like I'll, you know, cut way down on sugar. I put a lot of sugar in my tea. I don't think I'm doing anything. I feel like we're running extremely long. We are. I have so much left. What happened? How long did I run that ham horn?
Too long. I tried to stop you.
I'm sorry.
You're a ham horn juggernaut.
I played with fire. So, I lost my thing. Gross. Now I'm going to start the 15 seconds over again.
Sorry.
Because you're gross, burp. You should check for reviews. I don't know if there's a new one or not. I don't know how easy it'll be to look for if I don't know there's a new one.
Not super. Not super easy.
Well, good luck. We have an email.
More tedious than difficult, really.
Right. I love how every corporation's goal, like there's a meeting that every single corporation has that's just like, what if we made it worse?
It'll put up better numbers if we do it a worse way.
If it sucks more, people like that? If it's worse, that is good then.
Rich people are fucking stupid.
I hate them so much.
They're so dumb.
Money is so wasted on the rich.
Did you see that picture that was floating around Twitter of Ross from Friends and they put
with
Nicolas
Cage's face?
He looks more like Ross.
Someone's like, he looks more like Ross this way. Yeah, I hate that. Did you see Dead in the Eyes Funko Bulbasaur?
Yeah.
I hate that. Pikachu looked fine.
Pikachu looks fine.
I don't know why Bulbasaur literally looks like the soulless Coraline version.
I don't know.
I hate it.
And I get making a Funko out of Pikachu because it stands up, so you can use a Funko body mold and put a Pikachu head on it.
Yeah.
But wasn't the point of Funko Pops, it's like, look, all of these things are uniform and they're just painted different to be a thing you like.
I mean, that used to be the way, but now they have so much money, they're like, we gotta make new molds.
But now Funko Pops is just beady black eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have just been a nice Bulbasaur figure with regular eyes.
But then it wouldn't be a Funko Pop.
They are making those, like, Day with Pikachu toys where they're gonna make like different holiday themed little Pikachu figures, and those look very cute. They showed like the St. Patrick's Day one.
Yeah, I saw that one. The rest of them were like blacked out. Like, the last three were just like
coming soon. We haven't molded these yet.
Under construction. We don't have anything for these yet.
I might have to grab a couple of those because they look very cute.
They do look pretty good. Legend of the Clock Tower.
The legend.
Articles of importance. WWE.
Articles and two names. Everybody has at least two names.
But do you remember...
Except for, like, Cher.
Do you remember...
And Warrior.
Well, nobody has two names anymore. They're getting rid of names now.
That's what, in real life, people have two names. Nobody's name is just Rusev.
Do you remember which WrestleMania was it? Was it 17 where Rocky fought Steve? To end the Attitude Era.
Oh, that was Rock and Austin.
That was Rock versus Austin. I hate them.
You open a can.
You popped open a cold one. Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm going to pop a cold one.
Pop a cold can of whoop ass with the boys.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the... No, you got to try it again.
Oh, no.
Am I still drunk from last night?
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I didn't mean to get straight up sloppy. All right, that's probably good. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Let me get a drink.
Okay.
Let me get a hit on this.
Take a pull. That's the sound effect he makes when he cracks open a cold one. When he opens a can of whoop ass, he goes psh on his podcast. Steve does that.
Austin, like he makes the noise with his mouth.
He goes psh.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The same one.
He goes psh.
Yep.
What a fucking dork. What a giant nerd. Hey, that's the secret of being an adult, is everyone's just a giant nerd.
Yep.
What?
Are you okay?
What do we do?
And I'm we're sorry, back.
I can't believe Stone Cold does that.
Yeah, whenever he says that he's going to open a Kill Whoop Ass, or he did open one, he goes, psh.
It's not even like a sound effect he puts in.
No. He can just do it with his mouth. Why does he need a sound effect? Psh. Gets a bespoke can pop every time. I've only listened to like 3 episodes of that show, too.
I think I listened to 1. I don't even remember which one it was. I was like, maybe not. Maybe not this one.
Are there any fruits left?
Yeah, there's got to be.
Are there any?
Did you do pears?
I haven't done pears.
I'll probably get another Fire Emblem because there's a new game coming out.
Oh, absolutely getting another Fire Emblem. I do love Robin, though. Robin's the different one.
And Corinne is also, not Corinne.
Corinne is a little different, and
one of them is a Lancer.
That Corinne has some weird attacks. Corinne's,
that might be,
yeah.
Corinne.
She's a little different. Crom is just Roy, but faster.
And Roy is just Marth, but slower.
Yeah, and then Ike is just Roy, but stronger.
Right.
And then Lucina is just literally Marth.
Is Marth again.
Literally exactly the same thing as Marth. But I do like playing as Lucina, hate playing as Marth.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
I think she might just control a little different. They're so cheap. They're so cheap. I don't know what it is about them, but like they're just the easiest to play because they're just fighters.
Yeah,
they're just sword fighters. This has been our new podcast, the Super Smash Bros. Bros, where we talk about Super Smash Bros. I don't know if it made it in the episode or not. We'll see.
Who'd know? All you have to do.
Just diesel kick
them off a roof.
It worked for Santa Claus and it works for assassins too. Though technically I'm not an assassin. I'm a mercenary.
Right. Mercenary's creed just doesn't have the same
ring to it. No, it doesn't. I think at some point I will join the assassin, or maybe they don't exist yet because it's very old. I don't know.
I mean, some of your jobs must be to kill people.
Yeah.
So,
you know.
Technically.
It happens.
A hired killer is just an assassin.
Yeah. All right. Ugh. I feel like I should take a nap, too. I had to go do laundry today. That always takes a lot out of me.
You've already gone on a journey this morning.
And it wasn't just like I had to go do laundry. Like I went to the laundromat, dropped my clothes off, like just left them there, and then I had to go to Target because Scoot still had the laundry card. So I had to go get it from him and then go back and then do laundry. But I did listen to the Lego Movie 2 soundtrack like 4 times. It's very good. There's a song called Catchy Song, and it's just designed to be catchy. The main lyric is this song's going to get stuck in your head. And it did. And it might be the best song of the year. Carly Rae Jepsen's new song comes out pretty soon, though, so like
right.
We'll see.
The year so far.
Yeah. It's definitely a summer jam, even though it's only January. Pink's arms are on like the outside. There's like a big wide open plane. So many noises. We're making great time.
We really are. Despite having to stop every couple minutes.
For a dog. I like that the dog is so old it goes to sleep at night now. That's nice at least. You gone playing? Okay. Jesus Christ, children.
Should they be in school? Oh, I guess it's 3:30.
Yeah. Should you be taking naps?
Go to bed.
Go play inside like normal kids.
Play a video game.
Christ.
Couldn't wait 5 more minutes?
We're almost done.
Before you play in the living room with us?
I did not invite you into my house.
Getting sick all day.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't get sick in the middle of this.
Well, what kind of sick?
Well, I woke up stuffy with just like a ball of phlegm at the back of my throat that I couldn't get away.
Dope. Everyone's favorite.
And so now my throat is scratchy. I'm still stuffy, but I took decongestant.
Okay.
So that's fine right now. And I'm cough a lot, and it hurts my head when I do that.
Nice.
So, might not make it to work tomorrow. We'll see.
On Netflix? Boy? Is it full moon? Is it crime night? What's up?
Yes, it's a national crime night.
Damn, we're recording a podcast during the purge. We should turn the lights off.